Go to Matthew 16. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about the keys of the kingdom. The hard part sometime about revelation is getting past what someone already thinks about the revelation. Amen? Because inevitably, when you get ingrained about what you understand that to mean, then a lot of times you might not be open to what it really means. Amen? The higher operation, I'll say it that way. Take all that you've been taught on the keys to the kingdom and for the next hour, just put it on the shelf. If you want to bring it back off the shelf after this hour, that's okay, but put it on the shelf for at least an hour. Amen? Can you do that? Praise God forever. This is the keys of the kingdom are incredibly powerful. Now, I want to just share a few things with you. Let's look at what he says about this in Matthew 16, verse 19. He says, "And I will give unto thee the keys," say keys, there's more than one, amen, say there's more than one, "of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you," say you, "bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven." So a lot of times the way we've seen that, and there's nothing wrong with this at all, I'm not debating that issue. It's like, well, I'm bind the devil. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus with the King of the Kingdom. So we bind the devil and we loose things. Now, just run that thought through just for a minute. He says, whatever you bind on the earth, well, what? Be bound where? In heaven. So if I bind the devil on the earth, but there are no devils in heaven. He'll be bound in heaven, but there are no devils in heaven. There's no need to bind him because all demonic principalities and powers have been set under into the second heaven. They have no access to the third heaven. Amen? Now, I'm not debating that. I mean, I believe in binding the devil in the name of Jesus. I totally believe that. Amen? I believe in loosing the kingdom of God, but the keys of the kingdom also operate at a different level than that. Number one thing you need to know about the keys of the kingdom, they operate from the position of the kingdom. All right? Now, the Bible says the kingdom of God is what? Where? Within you. Say within you. Kingdom of God is within you. In fact, you, your spirit, your new man, the heir of God inside of you is the gatekeeper of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not going to operate outside of man's authority. God, if he did, God would have already saved the entire world. Now, God, if he falls on somebody out there like he did, Saul, if he falls on somebody, it's because intercession's been made. Amen? Stephen's intercession was made. See, when God falls, something has to happen. Remember when Saul persecuted Stephen and he consented unto his death. Saul was the one that actually ordered that hit with Stephen. I mean, they brought those raiment to Paul. They brought the raiment to Paul, but what did Stephen do? He loosed that. He said, "Father, forgive." And I mean, he's in the middle of being stoned. He says, "Father, loose them, for they know not what they do." See, he loosed them. Father, forgive them. He loosed that offense. And that intercession ended up causing Paul to be converted. Amen? It was Paul that got converted with that intercession. See, whenever God falls on something, he cannot arbitrarily fall without human authority because he entrusted the kingdom to man. God doesn't give the kingdom to man then take it away. Amen? That's why cities cannot be won outside of the church's authority in that city. When the church is in light, in a place of illumination, that city will be in light. Amen? Because God is working with his church. It's called delegated authority. God has delegated the authority to the church. Who did he give the keys to? You. You. Say you. Say, to me has been given the keys of the kingdom. To us, to the church, God has given us the kingdom of God in a position of delegated authority. God cannot bypass. If he did, everybody would be saved. We'd all be in heaven. Amen? God put all this authority in the hands of his church. Sometimes I question why he did that, but that's the way it is. Amen? When God did that, so understanding delegated authority, you've been given position to bind. You also been given position to loose. You've been given authority to bind. You've been given authority to loose. Whatever you bind, whatever you bind on the earth is going to get bound up in the kingdom of heaven. But it's not really up there. He's talking about the kingdom here. Because the kingdom, the heart is the focal point of all things. The heart is where everything flows from. What did he say in Proverbs? Guard the heart with what? All diligence. For what? Out of it flows the issues. Out of your innermost being flows rivers of living water. The kingdom will be a well of living water within you springing up. Say, spring up, oh well. See, everything's flowing out. It's flowing out. It's originating from the kingdom within, but your heart is that focus point right there. All right? So, we've been given authority. And before I explain some of that, go to Proverbs chapter 2. This is a really powerful verse. Then we'll go to John 20. Hallelujah. One of your greatest, I would say, the responsibilities of the church, one of our greatest responsibilities in the church as a born-again heir of God is keeping the flow of kingdom flowing, keeping the flow of grace flowing. Grace will flow automatically. It's we, ourselves, and I that cut grace off. Grace is the sum total of the kingdom of God. It's all administrated by grace, from grace, with grace. Grace upon grace, manifold grace, abundance of grace. Grace flows freely. But if we get out of position, we can cut grace off. In other words, we can bind the kingdom from flowing. Whatever I bind my heart to on the earth, how about this? Whatever I bind my heart to on the earth will cause the kingdom to be bound in heaven. Everyone say, amen. Whatever I loose my heart from will cause the kingdom to be loosed. Amen. The kingdom operates in and from the heart. That's why he said to guard it with all diligence. If you don't guard it, it can very easily be integrated in the wrong areas. It can be integrated in sin. It can be integrated in flesh. It can be integrated with the soul man. It can be integrated with the world system. It can be integrated and come out of alignment. And when it does, it causes a binding of the operation or the flow of the kingdom of God into the earth. Everyone say, we're going to practice today. Ready to go? Amen. So Proverbs 2. Boy, when you learn this, it's going to get easy. It'll be graceful, as Tina says. It's graceful. Say, it's graceful. We want a life full of grace. And a life that's full of grace. If you're wondering why some people just got it so easy, and other people are working so hard at it, because that person's tapped in. Amen? He's got the yoke that's what? Easy. He has the burden that's light. Well, what if you're not wearing the yoke that's easy? Then you're wearing a burden that's heavy. And if you're wearing a burden that's heavy, I can promise you the kingdom is going to be stifled, plugged up. When you're wearing burdens, if you notice, you'll never see the kingdom flowing fully through somebody that's full of burden. You'll never see the kingdom flowing from somebody that's full of care, weightiness, heaviness. You'll see the kingdom stopped up, plugged up, stifled. The word is a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. And if the kingdom's not flowing, grace is not flowing. If grace is not flowing, then you're flowing. And if you're flowing, you, the wrong man, is flowing. Things are not going to go well for you. And you can't move those mountains on your own. You're going to work very hard at life. You're going to work in an area you were never designed to work in. Peter had to learn that. All night. Just think about all night he labored, caught nothing. Think about the seasons we've labored in and caught nothing. Whole seasons, all night seasons we've labored, but we caught nothing. I mean, zero. Blanked out. So much so that Peter is done. You got to get to the place called done in the kingdom. Because the kingdom's not coming in until you're done. Amen. So when he docked the boat and done, that's when the Lord stepped in. See, it's amazing. You came in the same boat, same vessel, same sea, same water, all of it. Same sails, same people, different kingdom. Transform, change the identity of that boat. Said, no, first we're going to preach the kingdom out of this boat. We're going to change, and then we'll preach the kingdom out, then we launch into the deep. They didn't labor at all. They went out into the deep. Andrew and them followed, and God filled both of their boats up. Both of them. So much so that Peter, he said he repented. He fell on his face and repented. Look, they're on the middle of the sea. He fell on his face. The boats are full of fish. And he laid out on the fish, repenting. Can you get a picture of that? He's laid out on all those fish because he never seen anything like that. He repenting, he goes, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. The manifested glory of God was out there in the deep sea. That's the ease of the kingdom. Until we move into the place of ease, we're not going to see things flow. If you're in a place of hardness, and you're a place where you feel like you're carrying 500 pounds of weight every time you wake up, and everything is like one mountain after another, after another, after another, and there's no flow, it's because you're not going to be able to war out there and get something going out there. The problem is within. The problem is here. You can war all day long with all those mountains, but if you don't get the adjustment in here, it's not going to change out there. You've got to get the interior adjustment. What the enemy wants to do is keep you entangled in his system, continually warring, 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 warring. More striving, more labor, more toil. To do that, it keeps you entangled. Why? He likes to entangle. He wants to entangle your heart up into his system. He wants to entangle because if he can entangle you, he'll cut the flow of grace off. That is his number one mission, is to cut the flow of grace, because he has no answer for the grace of God. No answer. The grace of God will defeat him every time. He knows it. He knows grace will defeat him. He has no answer for grace. He doesn't even understand grace. His whole system is outside of grace. He doesn't understand why God loves you so much to come and give his son to come rescue you. And then appoint you above him. Above the devil. Seated above. Higher position than he ever had as an archangel. He was an archangel. But God seated us above even the archangels. You don't understand that your position's higher than Michael and even Gabriel. You can be in all of the angels all you want, but your position's higher because you're an heir of God. A son, a daughter, you've been seated at the right hand of the Father. You've been seated there. And he knows that. And he knows the kingdom's been given. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. It's coming through you. The kingdom has to come through. We have this huge responsibility to guard the heart. To understand. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we can't discern whether we're walking in soul or spirit. That's hard to do. Now, if you hang around meat and not milk, if you get meat flowing. See, the enemy, you don't realize when you signed up for meat, you signed up for a higher level of warfare. Well, I didn't do nothing, but I just started listening. All the stuff starts out. Why? Because the meat of God's word causes a chain reaction within you. Because it's a discerner of the thought. It becomes a discerner of the thoughts, intents of the heart. And the meat causes the double-edged sword to activate. Milk will not, you can write this down, the milk of God's word will not activate the double-edged sword. When you're on milk, you'll operate in soul and you don't even know. You'll think you're in spirit. When you're on meat, it'll activate the two-edged sword. It'll begin dividing asunder. This is heavy, ready for Sunday morning. It'll divide asunder. Soul and spirit. You'll know which one you're operating out of. You'll know what the problem is. You'll see what the problem is. You'll be able to look into your own life and find out how you're in the way. When a couple months ago, you didn't know you were in the way. You just thought it was the devil all the time. It was him, but he's activating a part of you to get you in the way of God, to cut off the grace of God. Amen. And if he cuts the grace of God off, you're in trouble. You get the grace of God cut off, you're in trouble. We need grace. Grace and more grace. Grace will naturally flow through you. You've been designed to receive as a recipient of grace. It'll naturally flow through you unless you bind it up. You've been given authority of the keys. What do keys do? They open and they close. Wow. Whoa. They open the door or they'll close the door. You've been given authority to open the kingdom or close it. It all happened right here. Right here. Right in. It operates out of your spirit, but the enemy, he'll tap your soul. And he'll try to get it positioned in front of the spirit so he can cut the grace off so he can move you into a state of works. And if it be of works, it cannot be of grace. Cannot. But if it be of grace, it cannot be of works. And if it be of grace, it's going to be easy. It's going to be the yoke that's easy. The mountains will move if you're operating in grace. But you don't know how skilled the enemy is. It's setting you up. He wants to set you up to get you to bind the kingdom. He doesn't have to bind the kingdom. He's going to try to get you to do it. He's going to try to get you overly integrated into his system. And he's got a lot of stuff out there. He's got hooks every day. Little hooks, little hooks. And sometimes you can't see them. And if you're drinking milk all the time, you're never going to see. Because milks are for babes. But meat is for the full age. And the more meat you eat, your discernment begins to grow. The two-edged sword begins to get activated. The dividing asunder of spirit, soul. So God wants to use the heirs of God moving out of their spirit. Amen. With the soul man divided out and out of the way. It took Abraham. So you don't think we're all too super spiritual here. It took Abraham 25 years to get that place. 25 years when God gave him the promise. His whole life was trying to figure out how he was going to do it. He constantly, this is Father Abraham. You know, the one we all, Father Abraham. Had many sons. And many sons. You know, that one. You know, the one that fathered all of this. God cut the covenant. Great man in the kingdom, but he had major struggles like you. It took him 25 years to get out of the way. He didn't have what we have. God's given us something called keys. And these keys can unlock things that have been bound. If you understand their operation, the keys of the kingdom, the enemy can spend 5-10 years trying to integrate you. And you can deintegrate in a matter of weeks. If the kingdom's not flowing, you'll know it because everything will get stifled around you. Now, we're in Texas here. Now, we're in the winter, but in the summertime, have you driven down the road and seen, I use this imagery. You see a little pond over there, and it's green muck. You ever seen a pond that doesn't flow, the water doesn't flow, it gets covered over with the green muck? Why? Because it's not flowing. It's been stifled. Now, think about that green muck up inside you. That doesn't feel very good. Now, think about being in Colorado and you're driving down. Have you ever been to Colorado? How many have been to Colorado? Drove down the water. I mean, you just want to stop and take a drink out of the water. Like, just give me a cup because it's so clear. And just drinking, just think about that being in you. Flowing. Say flowing. See, the keys will unlock you. See, whatever I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Now, if you bind this kingdom on the earth, it's going to get bound in heaven. If you bind it to the world system, it'll get bound up and the kingdom won't flow. If you bind it to sin, it won't flow. If you bind it to trespass, it won't flow. But if you loose it, say if you loose it, it gets loosed in heaven. When heaven gets loose, things start happening. Amen. Sometimes it takes time to see what's going on in here. Because we're not creatures that look here very often. We're always looking out here. But the kingdom does not come with ocular evidence. It cometh from within. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Say, the kingdom cometh not by ocular evidence. It cometh from within. If we'll learn to start moving and operating more in here, things out here will be a lot better for us. If we're always trying to fix stuff out here and we don't fix what's in here, it's not going to go well for us. Amen. All right. Proverbs 23 and 7. For as a man thinketh, say thinketh. In what? In his mind? In his heart? Do you know your heart ponders your heart? The center of the imagination is actually the heart. It'll utilize the mind, but it's a position of the heart. If you learn, but that word thinketh actually means shoar. It's a Hebrew word shoar. S-H-A-W-A-R, shoar. You know what that means? It means to act as a gatekeeper. You can look it up. Say gatekeeper. As a man acts as a gatekeeper, what in his heart, so is he. Because the heart, the kingdom will flow or stop. It can be free-flowing or stifled from the heart. So if the enemy knows this, so what is he going to do? He's going to launch a warfare campaign against what? Your heart. You think he's there to agitate you. What he's there to do is try to plug you up. He wants to plug the grace up. Isn't it amazing? When we're first born again, everything is so wonderful. I could never already figure this out. And everybody said, well, you know, you're just in that baby phase. And God is just, yeah, that's that grace for all babes in Christ. We all have that grace. And then when we start getting to know something, we start encountering a little bit of warfare, then things get hard all of a sudden. Remember how easy it was in the beginning? I mean, my first 2 years were so easy. I mean, nothing. It was just wonderful. And I was a mess. But grace covered all that, see. Grace will cover your messes up really good. Amen? Well, one of the things I found out, too, is God's grace doesn't change. We do. Sometimes we allow our circumstances, our warfare, to plug up what was freely given. And if that gets plugged up, it's not going to be easy anymore. God has to get us back to where it's easy. Say easy. There is a grace that makes things easy. There's a grace that causes a flow in our life. The kingdom's supposed to be like that. It's God's good pleasure to give you a hard time. It's God's good pleasure to see that you're burdened down all your life. It's God's good pleasure to teach you something. With all the warfare that's going in your life, I give all this to you, but now we're not going to do that today. We need to teach you something. God doesn't think like that. God is just love. There's just nothing else. He's grace and he's love. This is the way he is. He's grace and he's love. He doesn't change his position just because you do. His position is still there. The kingdom. Oh, well, I guess we're just going to change our mind today. We'll give them another year and then we'll think about blessing them. God doesn't do that. The frequency of heaven is always flowing. The kingdom is always flowing. You plug it up. That's why he said, I give you, say you, the keys. He doesn't have the key. You have that key. Say, I have the key. If I bind, and where the keys operate from the kingdom, in the heart, if I bind my heart to something in the earth, guess what? The kingdom gets bound. I'm acting as a gatekeeper. But if I shut that gate and nothing's flowing, it's not God's fault. So stop blaming him. Here's the double whammy. 99.99999% is your fault. Or it's somebody that hurts you, but it's still your fault because you're carrying it, because you're wearing it. Say amen. Sometimes it's not your fault, but the response is your fault. But it's never, say never, God's fault. But what do? Here's the double whammy. We get hurt, something happens, kingdom stops, grace stops flowing, and what happens? We start indicting God. Why did you do this to me? Why am I in this circumstance? Why do you? Why don't you intervene? I'm trying to intervene. But your heart's all plugged up. You got 50-pound rocks all around your heart. And you're all plugged up and you're asking me to flow. We're going to have to break those rocks. I've given you the keys to loose that. Now, here's a revelation. If you can bind it, you can loose it. Boy, when God showed me that one day, if I've been given power to bind my heart, I've been given power to loose it too. So whatever I got bound up in, I have power to loose from. If the body of Christ would spend more time operating here, loosing. When you feel bound, you got to find out what you're bound to. And when he shows it to you, start loosing it. You've given power. I loose my heart from that entanglement. I loose my heart from that chain. I loose my heart. There's no person that's going to hold me captive. There's no circumstance going to hold me. And there's certainly no devil that's going to hold me captive. No system's going to hold me captive. The devil doesn't have power to hold you captive. If you start employing the power of these keys to loose, say loose. Everyone say loose. Shout it loose. You can loose your heart. Kind of a little different spin on the keys, isn't it? The keys that what? Keep the door open or keep it shut. You have the power, believe it or not, to keep that door open, and you have the power to shut it. Now, sometime out of our lack of knowledge and lack of understanding, the integration of the soul, we don't realize we're doing things. We don't realize we plug the kingdom up. We're in a free flow, everything's glorious, and all of a sudden we get blindsided and something happens, and all of a sudden things have shut down in our life. You don't realize that was an assignment, not just to harass you, but to plug you up. And to keep you plugged up. Some assignments are greater than others. How many of you had assignments against your life that took a little while to get over? Raise your hand. Have somebody said, I got one right now. Now, whether or not you wear that assignment for the next 10 years, some people, what happened to them 30 years ago, they're still wearing it today. You ever seen somebody like that? They are wearing the same tune, same thing, every third, what happened 30 years ago, because they're wearing the trespass. They're wearing the assignment, and they've never loosed it. When you have somebody wearing an assignment and wearing a trespass like that, guess what? Guess what? When that happens, it's going to keep them bound. You'll find a life that has continual trouble, continual sorrow, continual warfare. They'll never get out. They're just constantly locked in. You can't fix somebody like that. You can't give them enough money. You can't do enough for them, because the heart is going to keep it in the same position. Because they've bound their heart to that. It's plugged the kingdom of God up, and they're going to be in a time of trouble. Most of their life is going to be dysfunctional trouble. Go to John 20. When you get a revelation, say a revelation, of the power of these keys. Just remember, this is the way I'll approach this. How many ever, you did something, you didn't realize you did it, and then God showed it to you afterwards? That's generally the way we learn with the kingdom. It's like, I did not realize, forgive me. How many, God ever showed you that? Okay, now, you did that, but God unlocked that thing for you. Amen? That's how you understand these keys. The power, if you even did something out of lack of knowledge or ignorance, you have also the power in the keys of the kingdom to unlock it. You can loose it. If you can bind it, you can loose it. Do you have authority to bind? Raise your hand. Do you have authority to loose? God's given you authority to loose what you bound. Did you just what I said? God's given you authority. How many of you got to, God, you got to fix this. And God says, you have authority first to loose that. If you'll loose it, my kingdom will automatically fix it. Because my kingdom's waiting on you. We're waiting on God. God said, you have the authority. It's delegated. If you can bind it, you can loose it. He's waiting on you to unlock it. If you'll just unlock the door, my kingdom, my grace will come in and I'll start fixing things. If you don't unlock the door, grace is not going to fix it. And how many of you already found out by now, you cannot fix it? How many of you know we can't fix it? If you haven't got there yet, just hang on. You'll get there, praise God. It won't be long. It doesn't take very long to walk with the kingdom of God to realize you can't do it. Amen? How many of you know you can't do it? Raise your hand. See, it's a very mature church here. I can't do it. It don't take very long to realize I can't do it. Because you're going to run into yourself very fast in the kingdom of God. Amen. Some of us are going to butt heads a lot. If we're headstrong, A-type personalities, boy, they can get things done. But man, the A-type personality will be contending mostly with God, not with the devil. Did you hear me? The A-type personality, the devil's really not your problem. You are the problem. Because you got a just do it mentality can get things done. But sometime in the kingdom, that just do it mentality has to first come under submission to the ways of the kingdom. But the just do it mentality will get in front of God, lock the kingdom of God down, then cry for God for help. And you're sitting the one with the answer, but you don't know you have the answer. And so you don't get the thing unlocked. Don't ask me to repeat that. John 20. With the overflow of God, your heart is like warm honey all the time. Your spirit's like warm honey all the time. God's love, God's grace, God's rest, everything is warm and it's full of honey. Amen? It's on you. And when it's not on you, you don't like it. Because you'll feel like needles inside you. If you get it plugged up, you'll feel like knots. How many of you ever heard my stomach's in knots? If you get where your stomach's in knots, there's some problems. Those are actually physical signs that something's locked up. Now, I'm not talking about having, you know, just a digestive problem, but if your stomach's in knots with anxiety, you're plugged up. You've been integrated with the world system and it's been wrapped around your heart. Your heart's been plugged up and knotted up. And until you get those knots loose, nothing's going to flow. This is good stuff. But here's the key. You can bring that to God. Here's what God does. He'll show you what the problem is. And once you repent, then you have the authority to unlock the knot. Don't ask God to unlock the knot. You have the authority. Because when you start loosing and loosing and loosing, I have authority to loose this thing. What happens, the love of God's going to release. And when it gets released, it'll come wash it all out. Then you'll be warm honey again. Amen. I got peace like a river. Love is flowing. All is well. Say it is well. With my soul, I can be in the middle of fire and it is well with my soul. The worst thing I want to do is be on fire in the middle of fire. You know the difference? I'm not talking about being on fire for God. On fire, the trial is burning me. Quiet in this Presbyterian church. If the trial is burning you, you're in it. You can, with God, you can be middle of the flame and it not affect you. You can be in the middle of the storm like the Lord was. He'd just sleep in the middle of the storm. Because he wasn't in that storm. There was no part of him integrated. He was in the kingdom, see. But if your heart's tied to that storm, it'll burn. Amen. Now, Jesus said this in John 20 before his ascension to the Father. Very powerful verse, very misunderstood. Verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. Say, peace. As my Father has sent me, even so I send to you. Do you know what's in that verse right there? Do you have any idea? In the same way the Father sent me, do you know how the Father sent him? This is not my message, but I thought I'd throw it out here for you. Do you know how the Father sent the Lord? You know how the Father sent him? He went with him. He went with him. When the Father sent him, he went with him. The Lord said, the works that I do, I'm not doing them. My Father's doing this doctrine. It's not mine. It's my Father. I and myself can do nothing. All that I do, it's my Father doing it in me. And now he says, peace. As the Father sent me, the same way I'm sending you, we're coming with you. Say, we're coming with you. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost coming with you. Say, he's with me. I'm not alone. If you'll do this five times a day, things will go well for you. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Amen. It's good, huh? Praise God. I like it. I had to lose something. Now listen, don't be so hard on yourself when you get entangled with the world, because it's going to happen. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care if you're Abraham, Moses. I don't care. You're going to get entangled up. There are going to be times you just do things you don't know you're doing, and you're going to get, you can be in a God thing and get entangled the wrong way. It's God ordained, but you got your soul on it. Was it God ordained for Abraham to give birth? Yes, but he got his soul on it, see? He got his old man. Why? Because Abraham had two sons. One of the flesh, one of the spirit. You have that capacity within you. The two-son capacity. The flesh, I hate it as much as you do, but it's there. And sometime you're going to get entangled. You didn't mean to do it. Sometimes you don't know you did it. And God will show you when he does, you can repent. Then you can loose. When you realize the day you have power to loose all that, you'll be a free person. I remember when the Lord started showing me this, and I learned how to loose things. I was like, that was my fault again. I did it. Can't go blame it on Tim. That was my fault. Can't blame it on Chuck. Can't blame it on Anna. Sharon probably had something to do with it, but you know, I don't. But I got entangled. Father, forgive me. Wash me. And then I go to work on it. Now listen, you got to learn to do this. Listen to me. You got to learn to do this. You got to learn, if you're feeling like that, I loose this from my heart. I loose this system from my heart. I loose this entanglement from my heart. I loose this cord from my heart. I loose it. I do it until I'm free. I do it till that stuff breaks off. Now when you know you got the power, you'll walk in freedom. Some of you can't wait to get home and start loosing. Amen. Peace be unto you. The Father sent me, even so I send you. Father's coming with me. I'm practicing the awareness of the Father here. That's pretty awesome. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. Whew, I wish I'd have been there. And said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. Now the Holy Ghost come in. Now look what he says. A lot of people don't understand this verse. He says, whatever sins you remit, they're remitted. Whoever sins you retain, they're retained. That word sins is better translated trespass because it comes from the root word hamartano. And it means trespass. And that means when someone's trespass, how many in here, somebody trespassed against you sometime in the last 5 years? How many believe I was responsible for that? No. Put your hand down, Chuck. Tim, put your hand down. No, I trespass against Tim all the time. Praise God. So, whatever trespass. Just a show of hands again. How many of you encountered a trespass in the last 5 years? Raise your hand. Somebody trespassed against you. Hurt you, wounded you, offended you, betrayed you. It could have been a personal friend, family, business, ministry. I don't care. Something happened, left a dart in you. Raise your hand. Left pain in you. Now, almost everybody in here has raised their hands. Unless you live on an island. Somewhere where you never talk to nobody. And the only thing that's going to ever offend you is the occasional turtle walking by. You probably. It's like, you are not going to trespass me today. Thank you very much. Just go on about your way. That's the enemy's assignment. Yes, he hates you. But if you realize why he's doing it. Yes, he hates you, but that's not really why he's doing it. What he hates is the Father. He hates the kingdom. And more, he hates more than anything is grace. And so he wants to shut the grace down in your life. He wants to bring a sword to bind your heart to shut the grace off. That's why he's doing it. Whatever trespasses you remit. Or the remit means what? To loose. To let go. They'll be let go. But whatever trespass you retain, it's going to get retained in your heart. And when it gets retained, these were some of his final words. If you retain it, it's going to plug the kingdom of God up. You let it go, the kingdom will flow. So that's the decision you got to make. When someone hurts you, wounds you, trespasses against you, or even in the business arena, you can be trespassed against. Whatever happens, you have a choice to retain it or remit it. Loose it or bind it. Because if you bind it, sometimes it feels good to bind that stuff in there. But it'll hurt you. You keep it, it'll hurt you. And sometimes the hardest thing ever is to loose it because they hurt you. You don't want to let go of it. You want them. At least if they're not going to pay, I'm going to make them pay inside me. You want to hold the anger, hold the offense, hold the trespass, but it's going to plug your grace up. You got to make a choice. Do I want grace or do I want to be right? Because most of the time, you're not the wrong person. That person hurt you was the wrong one. But you want to be right, be justified to keep it and hold it. Do you want to be justified or do you want grace? You want to be justified in their eyes? Because most of the time you're not going to get justification. Trust me, I've been a pastor a long time. Most of the time you're not going to get it from them. Even when you do forgive them, you're not going to get them to come. Sometimes it does, and that's a marvelous thing, but sometimes it doesn't. They keep holding it, but you let it go. So then you got to let it go, let them go, release it, bless them, loose it, amen? And when you loose it, what happens? Grace starts flowing. When grace starts flowing, that makes the enemy mad because he can't stop grace. Grace overrides all of his systems. Amen? So if I loose it and let it go, kingdom will flow. If I keep it and bind it, the kingdom's going to get plugged up. Amen? That's the power of the keys of the kingdom. All right, let's all stand. Amen? How many want to do some loosing? How many want? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.